Where is he?
Where are you? Skull Rock. Do you know it?
Hello! This is Stacy. Over at the Skull Rock broadcast, I am joined by...
Hello, this is Megan. Welcome back to our Stranger Things podcast. I feel like it's been a little while.
It's been a hot second, yeah.
Since we recorded, so it's nice to be here with everyone. Mm. And we're super excited for everybody to hear today's episode.
Yes, absolutely. This is going to be a really fun episode. We actually chatted with some friends of ours who were heavily involved in the Upside Down Con, and this will be our last con recap episode, if you can believe it.
Finally, we're kind of done. I'm sure we'll continue mentioning the Upside Down Con for until the end of time. But this is our last official episode where we do con interviews. A lot of these interviews were recorded like right after the convention, but it has just taken us a few weeks to get all of them out to you. So we're excited for you to finally hear this one. And in this episode, we talk to Allie and Brittany, who were two local business owners from Jackson, Georgia, that we did have on our show right before the con. Mm-hmm. We also talked to Emma again from Beyond Epic, who again we had on right before the con.
Yep.
And who else did we talk to?
We talked to Alexis, who runs good old Epic Cons. It was just fabulous getting the chance because things were just so busy and everyone's schedules was just all over the place to actually sit down and be able to hear about how the show went and just thanking her for running her, the Epic Girls, and of course their fantastic volunteers for running such a fun and unique convention.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a really fun conversation. So these are all people that we've heard from before, but we were super excited to catch up with after the weekend together. So that's what this episode is going to be primarily. But since we haven't talked to everybody in a while, we figured we'd chat a little bit at the beginning because there's just been like some fun stuff going on. So how's it been going?
It's been going pretty good. I hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving. I know I did. It was very low key. But Brandy came to visit and the two of us got our Joe Keery tattoos, the lyric to End a Beginning, the Just Trust Me, You'll Be Fine. It came out so good. She got hers on her leg, mine on my arm, right next to my Scoops Steve tattoo. And a lot of people were like, why is it in bubble letters? And I'm like, he signed a marker. It was that thick old, you know, handwriting of his. But it's just so cool to finally see it. And we were very lucky because due to time constraints and, you know, Keery being a little talker, after a while, he wasn't allowed to kind of write out messages and stuff. And his manager had to kind of reel him in because, you know, if he was allowed to spend as long as he wanted to with his fans, he would have been there. He still would have been there. So
yeah, everybody would still be there talking to him.
Still talking, you know, happy as a clam. But Brandy took a shot, and luckily he was kind enough to be able to write down the lyrics, and she even let him know that it was for a tattoo. So just super cool to actually get that tattooed on me, and I may or may not be getting another Keery tattoo. Don't tell Maya Hawk, because I told her my next one would be a Robin one. But, you know, can't stop, won't stop. So stay tuned with what I'm going to be getting. So that was super, super cool. And, you know, what's been going on with you?
It's been fun. So speaking of Joe, since we're on the topic there, Spotify Wrapped came out, which was pretty fun. He was not my top artist, but he was number 3. But End of Beginning was my top song, and it was a lot of people's top song. And the little like clip that he recorded for his top fans was
adorable.
Was that the sweatshirt he was wearing when
it
we met
sure
him?
It sure was.
Mm-hmm. Like the
Everybody's
lighting
like,
was a little
where's
different.
The same one?
Yeah. So I was like, it looks a little lighter than the sweatshirt, but I'm pretty sure that's the sweatshirt that he was wearing when we met him. So that was pretty fun. Also, we saw Gladiator 2 with our boy, with our other boy, Joseph
Oh,
Quinn.
I thought he looked so goddamn good. I mean,
Yeah.
I'll spare everybody the 30-minute, movie review on the movie itself, but the highlights for me were definitely his performance. He wasn't in it a whole lot, but his performance was crazy, and this was the role I was looking forward to the most. I mean, Megan can see in the background, I have a big ass poster of his character, but he just, something about the red hair girl, like he rocked it, and he just
Yeah.
played such a crazed but still sympathetic kind of bastard. And it was just so cool seeing the costumes and stuff. And I have made it my life's mission to use my Coliseum popcorn bucket in as many ways as possible. Somebody used it as their tree stand for their Christmas tree.
Oh, that's a
Yeah.
good idea.
I
It's
mean, I have,
huge.
it's pretty big. I thought it was like the big one that I sent you in that TikTok. I'm a psychopath, and I guess they don't come that big. That was just a promotion thing for the theaters. But it's like a huge bowl, like it's a
Okay.
serving bowl. And I have Christmas ornaments in it right now. But I'm like, I could wear it as a hat. I could serve super pasta in it. It could be a little mini pool for Quinn. The possibilities are endless. But yeah, he just stole the show.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I know that you were a big fan of the first movie, which I've never seen. So, like you said, we're not really going to go into it too much, but I thought it was a great time.
It's the bastard stepchild, but it's like the real fun one,
Yeah,
So, eh.
exactly. We also wanted to do a real quick shout out to our
Yes.
Patreon members because we have not done that for a while and we do have some new members. We have some members that have been with us for a while. So we wanted to shout them out. And speaking of the Patreon, we are running a huge holiday giveaway where we're giving away all 10 full-size Squishmallows, the Stranger Things Squishmallows. All you have to do is join at any tier and you're entered into that giveaway. And we're giving away memberships to the Patreon for the next 2 weeks over on Instagram too. So check that out if you have not already. But our newest Patreon member is Kat, who we actually had on the podcast talking about the Upside Down. So thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you, Kat.
And we have Leah, Jackie, Oscar, Kate, Marla, Zan77, Karen, Jillian, Malia, Sophia, Candace, Juan, and Eli. So we love all of you so much. Thank you
Thank you
for
for your
your
support.
support. Yes, thank you for your support. And just we love the little community that we have over there and on Instagram. So make sure you come hang out with us if you're not already.
Come take a dip in the Hawkins community pool.
Also, I need to say thank you to you because you have been rocking it with the little gifts for me, basically. So, the first thing was our con photo with Joe Keery. You sent that to get a holiday edit made.
By Boo Mail.
It's such a cute little like Christmas card with like the ugly sweaters and the reindeer antlers. And it says like Happy Holidays from Skull Rock. So that's so adorable. And it's
Aw.
so cheesy, but like in the best way, you
In the
know, like
best
a
way, right away, I was like, she's either going to hate this or love it. And I just love that we just love how cheesy and over the top it was. Because as soon as the person who runs Boo Mail said, oh, I can definitely put antlers on Joe Keery, I was like, sold. Like, it's fantastical.
Yeah. And then today, Stacy sent me an art piece that you had commissioned
Yes.
from one of the best artists, I think, on Instagram. They have such a fun style that I recognized immediately. And that salmon blurb, right?
Yes.
And they did a little art piece of our, again, photo op. So it's me, Joe Keery, and you. And I'm super excited to post that on our Instagram because I love it so much. So thank you for that.
Of course. You know, it's just 'tis the season. And right away, I was like, I think this would just look really adorable. And just seeing us in cartoon form, I don't know. It strums my banjo in the best way possible.
And then that kind of like leads us pretty well into the next two things that we wanted to mention before we get into these interviews, because a couple weeks ago, which we're going to talk about in our next podcast episode, we were due to watch the next episode of season two where we left off. And that was the episode that is very controversial, I would say.
Yeah,
because a lot of people are not huge fans. It kind of is very different style-wise to the rest of the season. But that's The Lost Sister, where Elle goes to find Kali and her little band of misfits. So you had the fantastic idea to...
Drink. Shots. I just thought it would be really cool. I love thinking up drinking games. And I was like, this might make it a little more tolerable and a little more exciting. We cracked open the hooch, you know, the booze, and we made up a bunch of rules, which are posted, and we were able to watch the episode, and it flew by. And you got me, you know, suddenly in the mood for Fireball, and I ended up getting a shit ton of Fireball over the holidays because I tried that Hellfire drink that Cubby had been telling us about, and it is delicious. 5 out of 5, would recommend.
Yeah. Sprite and Fireball, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's just the perfect combo. I may or may not have made my first one a little too strong, but really just delicious. And we had, like, it was a riot doing that with you.
So it was really fun. And we put on our Stronger Drinks shirts that we had gotten from Brittany at Vintage Vineyard, who we talked to on this episode. So that was just a blast. And then once we put out our episode where we talk about that episode of the show and the drinking game, then we figured, instead of stressing ourselves out over finishing season two before the new year, let's just do a holiday episode. So,
you know, I had so much fun doing the summer movie recommendations. I thought that was a brilliant idea of yours, just being like, you know, our favorite holiday movies. And it kind of shows, guys, what polar freaking opposites Megan and I are. With the holidays coming up, that'd be a lot of fun to just discuss our holiday favorites that we tend to watch a lot around this time of year, which, speaking of holidays, you kind of came up with a really clever idea that would be a lot of fun with the holiday season quickly approaching.
Yeah. So every year, the weekend after Thanksgiving, there's a Festival of Trees that's in Timonium, Maryland, and it's a fundraiser for Kennedy Krieger, which is like a children's hospital. So my friend from college and I literally go every single year. I've lost count of like the number of years that we've gone, and it's huge. And there's like tons of trees that are decorated. But one of my favorite parts is the little section with the gingerbread houses. So we were walking through the gingerbread houses, and they always have such cool ones. Like some of my favorites this year were, there was like an igloo. And of course, you know, I had to love this one. Somebody made the Millennium Falcon as a gingerbread house.
Megan just literally just flips the coffee table, losing her shit.
That was my favorite part to revisit when I was editing these conversations, was Emma's experience at Joe Keery's meet and greet, because they talked about Star Wars and I was just dying.
Literally licking the screen, losing her mind.
Yeah, I love it. I was like, I need to make a gingerbread buyer's house. Like,
see,
it needs to happen.
Because I feel like making gingerbread houses, people either love it or hate it. And I think like making it Stranger Things themed, because we have something similar to a Festival of Trees. And I went to one 2 years ago, and there were two Stranger Things trees. And I remember I was walking out on the phone with my friend Jeanette, And I loudly said, and I didn't realize that, like, the guy that was selling tickets to the door could hear me. But I went, man, I better fucking win one of these trees. I spent $40 and goddamn tickets. And he started dying. Spoiler alert, guys, I did not win the tree. But seeing the different themes and stuff between the trees and the different houses.
Stranger Things trees before too at this, like over the past few years, it's always pretty cool. But instead of just us making the gingerbread houses, though, I think we should probably do like a little contest on Instagram. So look for details about that.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys.
All right, so without further ado, I guess you can listen to the interviews.
Hello, everyone. So, for our special recap Upside Down Con episode, we are joined today by Brittany from Vintage Vineyards. How are you doing, Brittany?
Doing good, doing good. How are y'all?
We're pretty good, just trying to recover. I feel like it's taking a long time to feel like real people again.
But I feel the same way, to be honest. It was kind of like, it made me feel older, you know, back in the day when you used to could stay up late and, you know, party or whatever, and then wake up the next day like nothing ever happened. Yeah, I've been dragging all this past week trying to catch back up and recover because I lived at the store that entire week.
Yeah.
Just to be there. I didn't, you know, they predicted that the crowd would kind of come in as early as maybe Tuesday. And so I was there starting Tuesday. It really didn't pick up until Thursday, but Friday was the wildest, and it just continued to be wild, you know, until Sunday. And I had considered even opening on Monday, but I was like, your girl can't do it. I got to stay home. I am tired.
Yeah. We saw you Friday, I think.
I'm pretty sure they all mashed together.
I know. Like, we're having a hard time. Like, what day was what?
We definitely appreciated the wine slurpees. Those were fantastical.
Yeah, those are a big crowd pleaser. Everyone loves those.
And of course, we got the biggest kick out of your decorations. Like, your boutique looked so cool.
Well, thank you. I was trying to think outside of the box. You know, we really have the perfect ceilings to have Max suspended. But, you know, like, the coffee shop already had that, and it looked great in there. The way they've got, you know, everything set up, it was just so good. I didn't want to do the same thing. So I was like, what could we use our giant tall ceilings for? And then I found this giant sticker on Amazon that's supposed to be a hole for the ground. And I just put it on a poster board and cut a hole in it and put a sheet through it. If I had more time with that idea, I probably would have used like a neon light outlining it. So it would have be glowing red. But anyway, it was still really cool. And a lot of people surprisingly didn't even notice we had this portal sheet thing hanging from the ceiling. They didn't even see that.
I'm not even kidding you. I'm at the bar waiting for my Slurpee. And Megan like pokes me and she goes, look at the portal. And I look up and I'm like, oh, like it was the best surprise ever.
Yeah.
But your store, just like the details that you wanted, definitely it was like a bunch of hidden Easter eggs for us fans. But I need to ask, what would you say was probably your favorite moment throughout that entire week or weekend?
Geez, I don't even know how I could pick just one. I turned into a super fan. Like, I was already a really big fan of the show anyway, but there's something so special about being around this like mob of people who love something so much, and you just kind of all come together with this common thing that it doesn't matter, like, you know, who you are generally on the regular day, you know, but being that this is something y'all have in common, it's just so fun. I don't know, I guess I would have to say meeting all of these fans. And, you know, with you guys interviewing me the first time, we gained a bunch of followers. And then, of course, Epicon started sharing our stuff a little bit more. And so we gained some followers from that. And then those people were so sweet. They would talk to me so often. They would share my stuff. Like, if I would post something, they would reshare it to their stories. And so I kind of developed several little mini friendships with just these people who love Stranger Things. And so to get them in the store and to actually see them and talk to them and catch up, like, did you have safe travels? How long are you staying? Where are you staying at? Where did you guys come from? this one family walked in, and it was late on, I want to say Friday night. They were one of my last group. And there was just something about them that made me feel like I have known them my whole life. They weren't followers or anything. They haven't joined the page or anything like that. They just, like the dad especially, like he just walked in and you just felt like he grew up here, you know? And so I'm talking to the daughter and the son and the mom, and they were like, oh yeah, we just, I said, have y'all ate anything yet? And he said, yeah, we just got in town and our first stop was Zaxby's. And I lived out of Jackson for about 5 years, and I lived in Colorado, and there's no Zaxby's in Colorado. Okay. And so I've been back home since 2017. And so I kind of have forgotten how special stuff like that is, you know?
Yeah.
And so he reminded me, you know, like, oh yeah, Zaxby's, like that is a treasure thing that we just take for granted. I eat Zaxby's once a week, you know, I don't even think twice about it. And now I think it's, you know, disgusting, but I remember just dying for Zaxby's. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I would, long story short, I think that my favorite part of the entire weekend was just getting to meet everybody and really becoming friends and celebrating this common thing together and just partying for 4 days straight, all Stranger Things themed stuff, you know?
I love that so much. And we definitely relate, just getting to connect with people that we had formed sort of friendships with online around the show and actually see them in person and get to like just give them a hug and say like, oh my gosh, it's so great to see you. Yeah. Like that was really cool.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I've never had Zaxby's. We did not get it while we were there, but we did drive by it once while we were there and it was like hopping. I was like, oh my gosh, that place is packed.
Yeah, the line stays wrapped around the building. Like, I mean, it's good. I eat it too much to really love it. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like McDonald's. Like, you're just like, meh. I'll eat McDonald's every now and then, you know.
Stacey and Rachel that we were with really wanted to go to Waffle House, I think. I was like,
I'd go, look, Megan, Waffle House. Waffle House. We could have done a drinking game to that.
Yeah, I've never seen so many. Between Waffle House and Dollar General, oh my gosh.
Yep.
And we have both of those things in Maryland, so it's not really special to me.
Yeah.
It's so true, though, about like not realizing, like appreciating something until you don't have it. Because when I went to college in the Pittsburgh area, they didn't have any Dunkin's. And I'm from New England. There's a Dunkin's across the street from a Dunkin's. They only had Starbucks. And I, like, really, Dunkin's is kind of gross. Like, tastes like chemicals. But for the time I was away at school, I was like, I miss it so much.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
We were wondering if you got to go to the convention at all to see any panels or meet anyone, get any photos or autographs.
Yeah, so I wasn't really sure if we would be able to go. With us hosting meet and greets, they did give me 2 weekend passes. And so I actually didn't even have time to go to registration. I just texted Alexis and was like, hey, how do I go about getting these passes? I can't leave the store. I'm working. And she was nice enough to send some girls down. They gave me my passes. And so my husband and I met up on Saturday for a couple of hours. I was like, let's just go walk around town and see what's going on and then stop by the convention and see what it's about, you know? And so on Saturday, I want to say it was like, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock before we went. And we walked around town first. And Benny's, the restaurant in town that's actually called Coco's Barbecue, they redid their whole storefront to look like Benny's Diner. Oh my gosh, they were so committed. They had like this memorial scene and these flowers, and they spray painted their building for it. Like, oh my gosh. And then, the basement downstairs of the courthouse, they've completely turned into the Upside Down. That was crazy. So I'm so thankful I took that little window of time to go see what was going on around town. We stopped by the convention. I checked out some of the vendors. And then I fell in love with Beyond Epic and her sweatshirts, her embroidery work. Holy cow. It is incredible. And so I couldn't really decide what I wanted. They had this like Varsity Hawkins It was green, and that's more me, like cheerleadery, you know. And so I told my husband, I was like, should I get this one or should I get this really cool Eddie Munson one? And he was like, well, the cheerleader one looks more like you, so I would just get that. So I did. We went into the convention. This was, I didn't really know what to, you know, expect from a convention. I had never done anything like this. I've never looked into it really. So we walked in and it was just lines of people to my left and a bunch of empty chairs to my right. And people were randomly sitting against the wall and stuff. And I was like, huh, I don't know what the fuss is about. I don't know what this is. But what had happened was, is I didn't know this at the time, but we had actually gone in between panels. So there wasn't anybody talking or anything. So we ended up going back outside looking at vendors again, and then we left. Well, the next day we had our meet and greet with Maya and Amy Beth. And I told my employee, I was like, I really want to go back. I lost sleep that night over that Eddie Munson sweatshirt. And I was like, we got to go back. Do you want to go with me? And she said, yeah, I'll go. And so we ended up going back. I got my Eddie Munson sweatshirt. And by just the luck of luck, I walked in and we claimed a seat, two seats in the back next to these two lovely girls that I had actually seen walking around town the whole weekend, you know. So I get to talk to them. And then it's Millie Bobby walking out on stage. I had no idea. So we sat there for like, I don't know, 30 minutes or so, listened to that panel. We went and looked at some of the pictures that they had printed out of everybody's, you know, autographs and stuff, just, you know, to see what is the thing, you know. And we got to see like the stars sitting at their table signing everybody's autographs. I didn't buy any of that extra stuff because honestly, I didn't even know if we would be able to go at all. And so it was just cool being in the same room as them, honestly. And I had actually put a sign on the door that said we would be closed till 12, gone to see Millie. And I didn't know that I was being honest. I was just like trying to go see Millie. And then I really got to. So that was super cool. And then we went out and ate at the little food truck, the goat tavern. Holy cow. She was right about that. Mac and cheese. That stuff is so good.
Yeah, I actually didn't have it during the weekend because I was too busy standing in lines to meet people to actually eat. But I went back on Monday to Covington and went to the Social Goat, and I got their fish tacos, which were amazing. Ooh. But I had to get a side of the mac and cheese because I was like, everybody keeps talking about this mac and cheese. I need to try it. Yeah. And it was really good. I can confirm.
I'm going to take my husband. We're going to take us a little date night and then go do all the like, you know, Mystic Grill, you know, the Vampire Diary thing, now that I'm a fangirl.
Yes, I love that.
Food is so good there. Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah, that's so cool that you got to see Millie, though.
Yeah.
Do you think
that.
It was her helicopter that called you? Like, did you hear it in the air and you were like, she's there?
Yeah.
She needs me.
Funny story. I was actually already outside. We were getting ready to do our meet and greet on Sunday morning with Amy Beth and Maya. And so Amy Beth was in the back of the building coming through the back entrance. And when I was out there, I heard a helicopter. And we had heard rumors that Millie was supposed to show up in a helicopter because everyone was like, well, where is she going to land? You know, like they didn't know what they were going to do. I don't know what they figured out. But anyway, so I was able to snap the tiniest little speck of a picture of this helicopter way off in the distance. And I was like, that's Millie, you know.
I saw that in your stories and I was cackling. I was like, this is amazing. But speaking of your meet and greets, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, they were awesome. So we were originally were supposed to have four meet and greets. We were going to have Natalia Saturday morning and then Maya Saturday evening, Amy Beth Sunday morning, and then Maya Sunday evening. Well, because of the late early morning filming, Natalia was like, look, I'm going to be tired. Is there any way we can do a meet and greet in the evening? So they ended up moving her down to Lena Jane so that she could get some rest in the morning. And then, so we had Maya on Saturday night, and she was worn out and tired, but she was in the best of spirits, super nice. Halfway through it, she had made that somebody asked her what her favorite food was when she's back home, and she was kind of describing this restaurant in New York that she loves. And she said, you know what? Matter of fact, I haven't eaten all day. Can somebody get me something to eat? Because I'm starving. I wish y'all could have seen everybody digging in their bags, trying to be the one to give her their snack, you know? So she was taken care of in just a second. Like, she was good to go. And then she had told the team that she was actually kind of tired and didn't want to stay late for Sunday night. So they just combined Amy Beth and the Maya meet and greet on Sunday together during the morning shift for Amy Beth. So that was kind of cool to see them interacting together and being together. Like, that was cool. During Saturday night, we had our mulled cider wine. And after she had eaten, she was waiting to go to the Joe ice cream special. Because I guess he was running late or something. And so... yeah. So she stayed and hung out. And so I sat there and talked to her and offered her this mulled cider wine. And so it was really cool. She shared a story with me about, I think she said her grandma, who's Swedish, or maybe her grandma makes a Swedish version of the mulled cider. She said it reminded her a lot of that, but ours was better. So I was like, do you want a bottle? Do you want to take this home and you can make it? And she was like, yeah. So I'm like, okay. And so I ran over and I grabbed her a bottle and I grabbed her the packet of stuff and gave it to her. And then, you know, she had to leave. The next morning when they did their duo meet and greet, I was able to get them both to sign a champagne bottle for me. And we had already taken our photo with Maya at the first meet and greet. And so we just took a picture with Amy Beth during the second meet and greet, and I'm going to get those printed out and hang them on our wall so that they can forever be a part of the Vintage Vineyard Girl Gang, and we'll just have this prized possession champagne bottle in a little glass case so everybody can come see it.
Love that.
I love that. Yeah, that's so cool. And how was Amy Beth? So you got to meet her on Sunday morning.
She was the coolest. Like, I mean, she was the coolest. So first of all, I was with, I cannot remember her name, but she was also the coolest. She was in charge of kind of like all the meet and greets. She was this girl. She was going through all the businesses, making sure everybody was good. She was so awesome. And so me and her kind of became friends. And we've actually talked since the Stranger Things thing. And so she had gotten a text in the middle of me and her standing beside each other that Amy Beth had been dropped off in the back entrance. And so the way our building is set up is so funny. I don't really have a direct back entrance. Like, I have to go through somebody else's space in order to get out, kind of. So I think it was her husband. She was like, hey, you got to go get Amy Beth. So he didn't know where to go. So he was like, can you show me? So I go back there with him and we go out there and there's no car. There's nothing. It's nobody. So he's like, she's got to be around here. She said that they are dropped off. And I'm like, I'm thinking, surely not. Like, maybe they're just not here yet. So we go around the corner and there she is just standing there. And so we end up going back inside and then he had to go do it. I don't know what he had to do, but the guy left. And so it was just me and Amy Beth hanging out in my back hallway by the dressing room. And so I wanted to make sure she was good. And so we stood there and we talked and I kind of gave her like a briefing. She asked me, you know, like, oh, this is your store. This is such a cute place, which at that time she didn't even know. Like, she's only looking at the dressing room, you know, and so which is nothing cool to see. Like, it's a makeshift dressing room. And so anyway, we sat there and we talked about how I kind of got the store and how I started off as the earring vendor. And so she started telling me how she likes to make earrings for Christmas gifts and all this stuff. And then she went in there and the handler showed up, took her in there to do her meet and greet. She was just so genuine and so humble. Like, I was so impressed. Like, she just was the chillest. And like, while we were back there, I mentioned to her, like, hey, if you've got time this weekend or whenever y'all are back in town filming and you want to do a wine tasting, stop in here and we can do that. And but then I realized, like, it is only 10 a.m., you know? And so I was like, well, it's probably too early for a wine tasting right now. And she said, oh, honey, I'm Irish. It's never too early. And I'm like, all right. She was just the best. Like, she was just the sweetest. She was the best. Listening to them have their questions and stuff. And then, like, she didn't just give you, like, a, you paid to be here kind of hug. She gave you like a, I'm so glad you're here hug. Like, it was just the coolest. So now, you know, I've heard that she plays in that Netflix show, Anne with an E, and that it was like a long running series or something. I've never seen it, but it's on my to-do list of things to do and is to watch it, because I mean, I will specifically seek things out with her in it now just because of how cool and laid back and genuine. Like, when she went to leave the store, she was like, oh, I love you, and started blowing kisses aww while she was walking out. And I'm like, I love you. Like, you know, how do you not that's become amazing. Yeah, how do you not become like a fan of somebody who acts like they've known you their whole life?
Yeah.
You know, it was the coolest. She's the coolest. That's all I got to say. She's just the coolest.
I love that so much. And I felt the same way when I met her just for a photo op, because she was literally giving everyone a hug when they came in and just taking such a sweet photo and like talking to you. Like she was telling everybody how excited she was to be there. So I'm absolutely on the same page as you. I'm a huge fan now. And I definitely want to like check out all of her other projects and things like that. So cool that you got to have that experience. Yeah. And we loved hearing about it.
Yeah. I'm really thankful for the opportunity. It's just kind of one of those things that, you know, Alexis came to town back in the spring and asked if we wanted to host people. And I lucked out I thought I was only going to get one person to host. And I technically had four. That ended up being three meet and greets. It's still super cool. Like the whole thing was just so cool. I'm kind of bummed that I had read somewhere that they were only going to do that one time.
Yeah, but I think it's really cool that just hopefully it will have kind of like put it in more people's minds that they need to go to Jackson and like visit you guys because you're all so amazing.
Yeah, I hope that I would love for another, like, I mean, obviously EpiCon to come back. I love them, like that was great, but you know, even if they decide that that's not going to be their thing, if somebody else would pick it up and it would be their thing. But you know, there's also like National Stranger Things Day, so like we could just do something cool anyway.
Yeah, like the town hosts some sort of like cool celebration for
Joe Keery's on a float and it goes down through Main Street.
You are talking my language. I will be there.
So will we. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we just saw somebody sent it to us in a group chat that we're in that I guess Will Byers' house, they finally finished the Airbnb.
I saw
that.
And
it's like available for booking.
Yes.
Like,
I saw that on my, like, you know, your Google homepage. That's what my Google homepage was. And I was like, oh, that's going to be sick. That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. It looks amazing. I'm like already like, okay, Stacey, when are we going?
Yep. Yeah. Skull Rock Broadcast. It's the road again.
Yeah. That's the coolest. I think that's so great of y'all, to be honest. I think that's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll definitely be back. And I definitely hope that, like you said, things continue and like the town continues to have cool stuff revolving around Stranger Things, because it's such a cool place to be if you're a fan. I was wondering actually if you were going to put your mulled wine stuff on your website, because I would love to get some of that.
Yes. So I will be putting our mulled cider wine available on the site because it is such a huge seller for us. You know, during the summer, our slushy machine is the creme de la creme, you know, like everybody loves that slushy machine. But in the winter, it's all about that mulled cider wine. And it is just the warmest. It just is like a hug in a cup, you know, and it's got wine in it. It's a sneaky wine. You don't even know, you know, because the spices are so delicious. You can't even tell. So we will be putting that on our website. That will probably be under, I'll just create like a gifts tab or something. Yeah, you can look forward to that probably in the next week or so. I'll add that on there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be getting that for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I feel like even, you know, sooner than that.
On a regular Tuesday. Like, come on.
And everybody can know that Maya Hawk was also drinking that.
Exactly. Exactly. She loved it and took some home with her.
Yeah, she's probably like drinking it with the other cast members.
Yeah, you're probably right. They all love it. They all love it. The whole group.
All sitting by the fire, you know?
Yep.
we got to do the ice cream event with Maya and Joe. And I think it was so cool to get to see them together at sort of like a meet and greet situation, because we not only got to ask both of them questions, but we got to see them interact. So I think that was probably very similar for you with having Maya and Amy Beth, because mm-hmm. you got to kind of see their friendship that has developed, and just that seems like it would have been sweet.
Yeah, it was cool. And sometimes, like, if the questions kind of, they're so professional, you know, if the questions kind of geared towards one actor longer, like, so say that five questions were for Maya and two were for Amy Beth, Maya would kind of throw the question over to Amy too, so that they could sit here and both answer, you know, like, which I thought was cool. And I think that Amy Beth did the same thing a couple of times too. They just kind of kept feeding into each other. And at one time they kind of like, not like, they were kind of bantering back and forth where I think the question was, what is your favorite snack to get at the gas station? And Amy Beth said, that is such an American thing to say. And
I love that.
Maya was like, what do you mean? What do you get? You know, like, they just were kind of going back and forth, like talking about all these snack options that compare, you know, from Ireland or wherever to here. And so that was fun. Yeah, they were super sweet. They were really sweet girls. They are busy girls, though. Jeez, like, all these meet and greets and stuff, they got to get in and out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend for all of them and for all of us, really.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So fun and so worth it.
I seen y'all's story where y'all did like a recap of all the places. Oh, my gosh.
We were busy and
that wasn't even everything. That was just the places where I remembered to take a video.
Yeah, y'all are probably exhausted.
Yeah.
But it was worth it. It was so fun.
It was.
And we just loved meeting everybody, and we're enjoying talking to everybody about their experience. So thanks for coming back on with us.
Of course. I will do this anytime. It is a pleasure. Y'all are the best.
All right. So we are joined by Allie, who is, again, the owner of Lena Jane and Company, one of the boutiques in Jackson. So we had Allie on before the con, and we are super excited to talk to you again about just how things went. So how are you doing?
Oh, just peachy.
That's awesome. So just before we dive in, I did hear, I guess they're back filming. Like,
so
in town.
Funny enough, I told y'all I did this time specifically. So because I closed the shop at 6. So I was like, oh, I'm going to hop on right at 6. I kind of got kicked out of the shop. Not really, kind of. So they shut the road down in front of the shop, and my car was out there, and they started bringing these big black vans in. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to go ahead and close the shop because nobody's getting in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it sounds like that's been a fun adventure again to deal with all of that. But
we'll call it that.
So we're going to start with a question. And that question is, what was your favorite moment from the whole weekend?
Probably me and Kirsty got to go on Sunday morning to the con. And we actually got to see Millie Bobby Brown's panel. Right before we had to run open the store. So we sat and watched for a few minutes, and then we were like, okay, gotta go.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you got to go over and catch a panel. Were there any highlights from the panel that you remember? Because I did not see that one.
Oh, actually, one of the girls that works at Hawkins headquarters got to ask Millie a question.
Oh,
so
cool.
That was so funny. Kirstie was like, she looks really familiar. I'm like, oh, she works down the street.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. A little local connection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't meet anybody at the con, correct?
No. I did. So we were given tickets for, I guess technically we got weekend tickets. We just weren't able to go on Saturday because it was so busy.
Well, we were lucky enough to swing by your store. I know Megan was able to more than me, and it looked amazing inside. So could you tell us a little bit about how you prepared for that weekend and got it ready for Stranger Things?
I will say, y'all know I'm not technically a fan of the show, so I don't know too much, but my employee Kirsty, that owns the antiques and stuff as well inside the store. She is amazing with decorating, but she is a super fan of the show. So she had everything lined up. Like, she had been planning this for months, because I don't know if y'all know, but we've known it was coming, I think, since like February. So she has been planning in the back of her head since then. And that's what she got the, she's been stockpiling the costumes and all of her little 80s antiques finds and stuff like that. She has been doing that pretty much since February.
And it turned out great. It looked amazing. I loved the costumes on the mannequins, and yeah,
like,
just
nailed
everything.
It
was so cool.
Yes, yeah. She did so good.
Yeah. So I actually got to come to Natalia's meet and greet at your shop, which was really cool. That was Saturday evening, I think.
Yeah.
And then, did you have any other meet and greets? And also, did you get to meet the people that came for the meet and greets?
So we ended up with three meet and greets total, which one of those, you know, was not supposed to be in our store. So that was super exciting that we last minute got Natalia. That was just so cool for me. But we had Priya on Saturday morning, and then we had Grace on Sunday evening. They were, all three were very nice about that. We got a picture with them. And then Kirstie had bought the Funko Pops. What is that, what they're called?
Yep.
For each character again, or each actress, and got them to, she asked them to sign it. So we got every single one signed, and now it's in a case in our store. I'm so excited for that.
Cool.
Yes. So Priya was super nice. She actually had her mom with her, and I'm still confused on who actually filmed on Friday night. I have heard conflicting things about, like, everybody was filming. Oh no, only a couple stars filmed. So I don't know if Priya came straight from filming, because she didn't talk a lot once she came downstairs. So I don't know if she was tired, or maybe she's just, that's how she is personality wise.
Yeah.
So Kirsty actually talked to her for just a minute. I stayed behind the counter. I was like, I'm not about to get in trouble. Like, if they ever want to come back, I want them to, you know, want to come back to us. So, but her mom was super nice. And then Grace, she was actually by herself. Everybody else had somebody, it seemed like, with them. She came in by herself, and she seemed very nice. She was kind of quiet, but I mean, still nice. And she actually bought something from us. She bought a top from us. I was very, very impressed.
So cute. Love that.
That's really cool. Yeah, we had a friend who went to Grace's meet and greet, and she said that the Q&A wasn't as long, but then they all came downstairs and were like shopping, yeah, and Grace was hanging out and stuff.
Well, that was one thing. So that, you know, that was what it was supposed to be, was a shopping experience. But we, on Saturday night before Natalia came in, she was like, I do not want to shop. Sure, I don't want to walk around with everybody. I don't know if something happened, or, you know, she had just some other issues. But they said she's a very timid person, which is okay. She just, they had that long, y'all got that longer Q&A session for it.
It was great, because we got to chat with her for like a longer amount of time. And I feel like everybody got to ask a question.
So did you get to go to the ice cream social? That's what you got to do.
We did.
How was that?
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah.
We luckily, like, Stacey was already sitting over there, like, at one of the tables right by the door when I came out. So I was able to just go up and kind of hang out there. And then they started lining us up. So we were, like, some of the first ones to go in. So we got, like, a seat, like, right in the front with all the chairs that they had set up. So, like, Joe and Maya were literally, like, right in front of us.
Well, I saw their, like, walk-in where they, like, were... fist bumping the people that worked there and everything. I thought that was so nice of them. But funny enough, on Saturday night, because of Natalia's, so upstairs in our loft, we only have 14 seats available, and we needed 20. So we actually had to run over to the ice cream shop and steal chairs from them for ours. And then as soon as ours was over, I had to run them back over.
That's so funny. Yeah. But the seats weren't all filled. So I don't know if people, like, didn't come, or there was, like, at least 4 seats that weren't filled. I think what happened was it was originally sold out, but then with the schedule change, like, I know of at least one person who was supposed to come, but they had Joe on Saturday night, his meet and greet, which was right before the ice cream social. So they had to choose, and they decided to go to Joe's over Natalia's. So There was probably a couple people who, with the schedule change, kind of had a conflict. So,
yeah.
So my other question was, like, how did you guys do business-wise for the weekend?
So that's something I'm definitely like to talk about, because I'm a numbers girl. I'm a spreadsheets girl. But so a normal Saturday for us, I keep track of foot traffic. Every person that, or not every person, but every shopper that walks through the door. So on a normal Saturday, we have like 20 to 30 people is like average for this year. Between Thursday and Sunday, I have a count of like 704 people inside the door. And
oh,
that's not even, that's not even like, that's a shopper. Like, that's not counting every person in the family or every person in the group. So we probably had, you know, 1,000 people in the store that weekend. So
that's,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And our sales were times what they normally were.
Yeah, so, that's incredible.
I know. I still said I'm going to write an email to Alexis and just thank her for like a really good weekend.
We really appreciate you coming back on
and
to chat with us about the weekend. It was really cool to hear about your experiences and how things went for you. And we've just been having a blast just like reliving the weekend. And
I know. It's crazy that it's already gone.
I know. We were looked forward to it for so long that we're like, let's like just enjoy this as long as possible and keep talking about it.
Exactly.
But anything else that you wanted to share about the weekend?
I don't think so. Did y'all? So I don't know if y'all heard, but like originally when we started planning this as Jackson, they were saying like 3,000 to 5,000 people in town. Y'all don't think there was that many people, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, it was crowded, but I don't know if it was like that much. But...
Right. I don't know how many people, like, I don't know how many tickets they sold.
Yeah.
Like,
I had heard originally, or at one point I'd heard 1,200 a day is the total of tickets. And so that wouldn't, so you would think too, like, I don't know how many weekend admissions they sold. So that like one person, if they're coming just for the entire weekend. So it's probably, I mean, I would think that it had to be under like 2,000 that probably actually came into town. But
yeah.
I don't know if I told y'all, I did see, I talked to people from London.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I remember specifically there were a couple couples that came in that did not speak English, or they did not speak to me. And it sounded like when they were going out the door that they were speaking a different language.
Mm-hmm.
So I assumed like one of them sound like maybe French or Italian. So I thought that was pretty cool too, is that we got to meet some people from different countries.
Yeah. All over the world. They probably knew that what a once in a lifetime event, you know, this had never happened before. So that's really cool.
That's crazy coming to Jackson, Georgia.
Yeah.
From all over the country, all over the world. Absolutely. Yeah. So it was super cool. And we loved meeting you. And we are definitely, we're definitely planning on, you know, coming back to Jackson to kind of like just hang out some more. We didn't get to do the escape room. Like, there's so much more that we want to do. So hopefully we'll see you again when we do.
Well, I said too, I said if Epicons decides not to come back, Stranger Things Day is like November 6th, I think. So we're going to start celebrating it.
Exactly. Like, we can just celebrate Stranger Things Day in Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll have a celebration for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much again. And
of
we
course.
Will talk to you soon.
Hello, everyone. This is Stacy over at the Skull Rock Broadcast. I'm joined by...
Oh, we're doing like a full intro right
yes,
now.
Yes, we are, girl. As soon as I said it, I was like, she's going to make a remark about it. What's your name, Megan?
This is Megan. Welcome back to our Stranger Things podcast.
Like, we're butchering this right now. But we needed to do the OG opening, you know.
I did tell her I wanted to do an opening today because we haven't recorded it yet for this
that
this
would have
episode.
Been perfect, but you know, whatever, girlfriend. But we needed to do the fancy opening to introduce our very good friend Emma, who owns Beyond Epic and is probably hands down one of the best vendors around. So how are you today, Emma?
I'm good. Thanks for having me again, guys.
I better cry. That was so sweet.
We're so happy to have you. You're like one of the best people ever. Let's
it's
be serious.
True.
Come on.
Right? I got you guys.
Now, we were going on and on about how sweet you and your mom were in the car at one point on the trip. We're like, and you know who we love? Emma. Like, just kept going on and on. It's so true.
I was telling mom the whole time, I was like, I cannot wait to meet them. Like, I'm either going to be here on Friday. Like, I was telling her all day. I was like, I'm sure they'll come over here, or I'm just going to like run in and just find them. Mm-hmm. We like ran into each other like outside the booth.
It was the best.
It was awesome. So the day that our podcast came out, or maybe like the day after with you, then we actually got to meet you in person. So that was super fun.
Yes.
And we're happy to have you back. So thanks for coming back on with us, because we are so excited to just chat about the weekend with you, because
yes,
it was amazing. And I know we had such a great time. I'm sure you had a great time, and we can't wait to hear you talk about it. So
exactly.
Time of my life.
Right? Which I want to ask, if you had to pick one thing, what was your favorite moment from the entire weekend?
It's so hard to choose. Like, literally, there's so many. I think Charlie putting on my Jonathan sweatshirt probably takes the cake for me, because I wasn't expecting it. Like, I didn't really know what his, like, vibe was going to be. I didn't know. And I never would have thought that he would have just, like, immediately put it on. So I was, like, in shock. So I think that probably was the highlight for me, because it was just so, like, I went in for my photo op with him, and I had my Jonathan shirt on, and he was just like, oh my God, I didn't even know they made these. I didn't even know this existed. And he was like, so just like over like complimentary of it. So I was just like, oh, I'm giving him an autograph.
Oh, yeah.
One, and then like gave it to him, and it was just crazy.
He rocked it the whole day. It was adorable. Yeah.
And, like, he immediately put, like, immediately, and he even asked me, he was just like, can I take the tag off? And I'm like, it's yours now. Of course you can take the tag off. Like, he was just so sweet. Like, I wasn't expecting it. So that probably was the highlight.
Yeah, that's amazing. I talked about getting an autograph with Jonathan already, Charlie, on our show, but I didn't mention this. He was wearing your sweatshirt when I got my autograph.
That's
with him.
Awesome.
And I said to him, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so excited that you're wearing that. Yeah. And he was like, it's so great. Like,
he wasn't the only person that rocked your merch, right? From the guests that were there. There were more people that wore your stuff, right?
Yeah, there were a few. And then Caleb, he saw my Lucas one second. I gave him a couple of them, but he like took the picture of me in mine, and I'm like, I didn't know if he was like, if my face was in it, like, because he was just kind of like creeper shot, like, yeah, in the, like, photos. I didn't know if my face is in it, so I was just like, I'm just gonna smile awkwardly for a second. So I'm glad I did, because
it looked great.
Because I was like, could you imagine if I was just like straight face, like,
yeah, just look so upset. Yeah.
Yeah, because he posted that on his Instagram, right?
That was awesome.
That was insane. And Andre, I think, was wearing the fun gear.
Fun gear, yep.
Yes, him and his wife, like, there are his, I think his wife or his girlfriend, I'm not sure, her name's Becky. And she is just so lovely. And, like, we were, like, talking back and forth about, like, you know, like, there's not, like, really anything for, like, villains, you know? Like, there's not, like, you know, typically the villains get left out unless they're, like, an anti-hero type of thing.
Yeah.
And so we were kind of talking. I was like, I'm going to do a fun fair one, and he's going to be on it. So, like, I got you. Like, I got you guys. So I went and gave them. I had three of them, and I was just like, just take them. I was like, they're for
that.
You.
Yeah. Aww.
No, that's they're so both cool. So sweet. And, like, she was, like, so awesome. Like, it was really, really nice getting to meet both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I kind of know the answer, but maybe I'm wrong. Who were you most excited to meet? And then who ended up being your favorite?
Okay, so obviously I was most excited to meet Joe.
Yep.
And I think Joe still stayed, like, on the top for me.
Yeah.
Like,
same.
But I also really loved meeting Maya. Like, I knew I was gonna love her, but, like, I think she just was so, like, genuine that it just, like, not that it took me by, like, surprise, but, like, I guess I just hadn't. I was so focused on Joe that, like, hadn't really thought outside of anyone. But yeah, Maya was absolutely wonderful. Like, I absolutely loved her. And then Grace always, Grace and Joe were the top for me. And so I absolutely adore her. So probably the three of them for sure.
Yeah, completely agree with loving Maya so much, because, like you said, I knew that I liked her, but, like, and I knew I was excited to meet her, but she just exceeded my expectations. And I mean, somehow Joe did too, because I had no idea how amazing it was going to be to meet him. Like, he was incredible, as you know. So
I gotta be honest, like, I was looking at photos of that German Comic Con he did a year or so ago, and like, he looks happy in all the photos, but like, he looks thrilled at our show, and I'm like, wow, like, he just met our expectations and then some. But I feel like with Maya too, like, you know, obviously, like, who are her parents and stuff, like, right away. And you must have noticed she was rocking your Ahoy Ladies hat. Yes. Saturday night, in which Joe made a comment about, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool.
Yes, I think I was like really just like, but how normal all of them were, like, they yes. were just so normal. And like, so I gave Joe Ahoy Ladies hat first, and then he was like, oh, Maya's gonna be so jealous. And I was like, don't you worry, I got one for her too, like, don't you
good
worry
girl.
And then she like immediately put it on, and then like I told her like thank you again, like, the Ice Cream Social, for like even just like wearing it, because that was just crazy to me, like. And she was just like, duh, you gave it to me, like, she was just so like normal, like, aww. It was just so like, I wish I would have taken one in with me so we could like match in the photo with it, but it's still cute. I had like my Robin shirt on, so it's still cute, but I wish I would have like took mine so we could like have me like twinning in it.
I zeroed in on it because I was telling Megan last night, because so much of it's now a blur, and I went, yeah, there was like a point at the beginning, like, Joe said something silly and so did Maya, and he like playfully like hit her hat, and then he looked at it and he went, Ahoy Ladies, and I was like, Emma's hat.
I was like, oh my god, my hat, the reason that he said Ahoy Ladies.
Yep.
<time."
laughs>
I love it. Yeah, I loved the Ice Cream Social. It was so much fun.
Speaking of that, we were super excited to talk to you about it. So What are some of your favorite moments?
Yeah.
Or things that you remember, because I feel like we're trying to not let it like slip away.
Yeah. I think that like, honestly, one of the highlights for me was like my mom like asking a question, because like I didn't like, when she first raised her hand, I was just like it took me by surprise, because like,
yeah.
Like she usually is just kind of like tagging along with me. So like, I literally like jolted. I was just like, what are you doing? She was like, I have a question. I was like, okay. So then she like, you know, asked her a question that's like so far like out of her comfort zone to do that, like,
it's so sweet,
like, or something that she was like going with for me or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think that was like, I was so proud of her for asking a question, because I couldn't get the guts to do it. So I was just like, you go, mom.
And I turned and looked over my shoulder, and I'm like, it's Emma and her mom. And I remember her asking the question. She's so sweet. I love that you guys did that together and was able to experience it. But like, what was your overall thoughts of the Ice Cream Social?
Oh, I loved it. That was like my favorite thing from the entire weekend, I think. Like, that, like, it was so awesome. And like, honestly, it was like being in the ice cream shop, it just kind of like put it like in the mood. Like, I don't know. It was just so, and the photos from it were just like absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The conversation, it was just like really like casual, and like it just felt really intimate, and like I absolutely loved it. That was like my favorite from the weekend.
Yeah, it was just so laid back.
Yeah, dare I say that I liked it better than Joe's meet and greet. I still loved his meet and greet, but I did love the ice cream social.
Tell us about his meet and greet, because we weren't able to get tickets to that. What was that all about?
So I did the one at the Welcome Center like on Sunday. So we were like in this like really really cool like room. It was like upstairs, and then it just like, it looked really like almost like a little like movie set, like it looked like something that would be like filmed in there. It was really cool, and the like sirens were going off when we first got there.
I heard that he was like mid-sentence when it went off and he just started screaming. Is that
no,
true?
He squealed. It was so funny. Like, he was just like, he like, we just kept talking through it, and like, it was just like, became like this, like, I almost liked that it was like going on, like, because it was like funny, like, it was,
yeah,
just funny little moment, and made it like really casual and not like so like formal. And like, he like mentioned that like that he like, you know, loved Star Wars, and like, I think he said Empire Strikes Back is like his favorite like Star Wars movie. So I asked him like who his favorite character was, and had like a little Star Wars moment, and I was just like, oh, this is cute. Like,
who's his favorite character?
Solo.
Megan, stars are aligning. You're killing Megan over here.
Yeah, I almost was about to get in a debate with him about Anakin, but he was like, after that question, I was like, okay, well, like, I that's like a question I have to ask now, like, that's like an Emma question.
That's a good question. Yeah.
So then that kind of like prompted it, because I didn't like, usually in meet and greets, like, I just like won't say anything, because I'm just like very quiet. So I was like, I'm just not gonna say anything. But I was like, okay, I have to. And he was just like, immediately as soon as I said it, he was like, Han Solo, next question. Like, he immediately like knew, like, he was just like,
immediately, no hesitation.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh. Me and Joe, we're both obsessed with Harrison Ford.
It's true. It really is true.
Literally, I love Harrison Ford so much.
Like, I can't even. And it's super funny because Gayton said that Empire Strikes Back was his favorite 80s movie in his meet and greet. Like, not just favorite Star Wars movie, favorite movie from the 80s. So that's really funny.
Honestly, valid.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, Return of the Jedi is my favorite Star Wars movie.
I know, I do like Return of the Jedi.
Because I'm very biased.
Oh, that's so
that's
cool.
That's so awesome. And you were able to get a selfie and stuff with him, correct?
Yeah, he took the selfie. When I went up, I told him I am a massive Star Wars fan. Like, I showed him, like, my tattoos and stuff. And he was like, yeah, he was like, Han Solo was great. He's so great. Like, he was just like, it was so cute.
I can't. Oh, my
You're
gosh.
Making Megan's year right now. This is amazing. Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I really, in my head, I was like debating of like, do I debate Joe Keery right now about Anakin Skywalker being the best character of
Ron? You guys end up in a fist fight.
I didn't. I fully was having this inner mile. I was like, do I fully get in a Star Wars debate with him right now?
That's hilarious.
But I love Han Solo. If Anakin didn't exist, Han Solo would be my favorite. So,
yeah. Do you remember anything else that was memorable from the meet and greet, like other people's questions, or
trying to think? Honestly, I kind of blacked out from the honest. Like, it was like him, like, just sitting there. I was just like,
it looked like he was on trial almost.
Yeah. And like, I was just like, I don't know. I feel like in the like settings, like, I just get so fixated of like, I like start having this moment where I'm like, oh my God, that is Steve Hinton sitting right there. Like, it's like you have the moment to like digest it where it's like a lot slower and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I was like blacking out until the first Star Wars or the first movie question.
Yeah. Do you remember if people asked about his music? Because I was talking to Stacey about how I feel like at the Ice Cream Social, there weren't a lot of questions about his music. Yeah. And I feel like it was because we were kind of in an ice cream shop and Maya was there and it was very much like Stranger Things was on everybody's mind. Yeah. But I was wondering if at one of the meet and greets, maybe there was more music questions.
I want to say yes. I feel like I think in the beginning of the meet and greet, there were a lot of questions about like music and like tour. I think he did mention like a tour. I want to say that I think he said maybe like in, I don't remember what month he said or something, but I think he said something about a tour, and then he did talk about like music and stuff. I think he talked a little bit about like writing and stuff. So he got to talk more about like,
that's cool.
There were a lot more questions. I feel like there weren't many like Stranger Things questions in the meet and greet, actually. I feel like there weren't really any.
Yeah. It was more like personal questions about him, like what's your favorite, you know?
Yeah, like what's your favorite movie or like...
Did he say his favorite movie?
Yeah, he said Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Man.
I think he mentioned one other one, but honestly, I heard Star Wars and my brain just...
Yeah.
Short-circuited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that, I'm so thrilled that he had such a great time and he was just so amazing, but... Did you get anything specific signed or did you do 8x10s or pops?
Yeah, so I have this like little like tradition with myself where I get like a little like paper board kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had one close, but I print out my drawings on them.
Oh, cool.
So I started doing that with like Star Wars because I was like seeing Hayden so much that I like was running out of things to get signed. So I was like, oh, I'll just like print out my drawings and get him to sign those and things like
that. I love that.
So I've started doing that with anyone that I know, I mean, that I have something for, or sometimes I'll like, if I know I'm going to go meet someone, I'll like just make a drawing like specific for that. So I got him to sign my Harrington like trio one with the three Steves in the middle, and then I got Gayton to sign my like Dustin one the same way, and then I got Maya to sign my Hoy Lady's hat. So that one I was really excited about.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And it was like after she had already like, it was the next day. I had her autograph on Sunday. So she,
I love that hat. Love that. And I have to say, like, your booth, the way you set your booth up, it's so cozy, it's so well organized. I just love the vibe of it. Could you kind of tell us briefly like what was it like vending at the show?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, this was probably like my favorite like vendor experience, because like, bro, I'm like so passionate about Stranger Things already, so like, mm-hmm. And I loved, like, I mean, this is the most, like, space I've had to be able to, you know, like, kind of experiment with, like, making, I wanted it to feel like a little store. Like, I wanted it to feel like a little pop-up store.
It totally did.
Yeah, so, like, I want to, like, kind of transform, like, just the tent. Like, I don't really usually gravitate towards just having, like, a regular, like, vendor booth. I always have to be, like, extra. Like, I always have to do something extra, like, with, you know, disco balls playing. Like, I always have to make it feel more, like
inviting. Yeah
So I had the best time. Like, it really, like, it was, I think, being so passionate about Stranger Things already, and then being able to, like, set my booth up and it be dedicated just for Stranger Things, mm-hmm. and being able to see everyone, like, come over and, like, buy things that, like, I'm also passionate about, like, it was an incredible experience. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was, like, my favorite one. Like, I always, that's, like, my favorite thing to do is, like, in-person selling and, like, vendor booths. But this one, because it's, like, I have the connection, like, big connection to Stranger Things. So it's, like, I felt so cool just to see it all, like, come together.
It looked absolutely amazing.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you had such a good time. Is there anything else that you wanted to share about your weekend?
I think I'm just still in shock that I didn't really expect to, I guess I didn't have the expectation set of, like, oh my God, the cast is gonna, like, appreciate the things that I made or anything. Like, I didn't have that, like, in my head. So I think once that started, like, happening, and then, like, literally happened, like, four of them, like, it was just, like, kept happening. I was like, oh my God, like, it was a very surreal. It was just the best convention. Like, it was just, and then Joe was amazing and, like, literally cried after. Like,
oh yeah,
like, it was just so incredible. Like, it was just the best experience, and, like, I am just so happy that I got to be able to, like, be there and, like, be a vendor with Epic. Like, it was just amazing weekend.
Core memory, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, we definitely feel the same way. And it was just, yeah, so nice to meet you and just to share this experience with so many cool people. So, yeah,
it was awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Emma, for being on with us today. And we hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me again. It was so nice to finally meet you guys in person.
All right. So our next guest that we're going to be talking to about EpicCon's Upside Down convention is Alexis from EpicCons. So thank you so much for coming back on our podcast, Alexis. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me back on. It's exciting.
Yeah, we're super excited to chat with you because we talked to you a couple times before the convention, and we just loved those conversations because we were talking to some other people. Just being prepared so well allowed us to have such a fantastic time at the event. So we appreciated that so much. And we're excited to just hear about how it went for you as well and what were your favorite parts. So that's our first question. It might be kind of difficult, but if you had to choose an absolute favorite moment from the weekend, what would it be?
I think, which this was the only, like, special thing I got to do offsite, I think the ice cream social, that was so cool. Joe and Maya are amazing. And so just getting to have that, like, smaller Q&A was really neat. And hearing the questions people asked and hearing them talk about, like, their first job and things like that that weren't necessarily show related was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm surprised that was the only, like, offsite thing that you got to go to, but I'm glad you got to go to that one.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That was our favorite as well. So we were so lucky to be able to go, and we keep, like, repeating that over and over. But, like, that was definitely the highlight of our weekend. It was fantastic. And I think it was, I mean, both of them, we've said over and over, were exceeded our expectations. They were absolutely amazing. So just getting to be there, and Stacey and I were, like, right in the front. So it was, like, surreal. So yeah, it was awesome. And we totally agree with you that that was our favorite moment as well.
It was cool having you and Dev there too, you know, like, knowing that you guys were off to the side and you guys just got to witness that little Q&A and just the chemistry that those two had, and Maya and her dog, which was amazing. So just it was just such a cute pop, just licking Joe Keery, and gelato was lovely. And I, like, literally, I cannot thank you guys enough for holding such a fun event, because literally we walked out and I had my ice cream scooper and I looked at Megan and I go, I'm flying home with just a carry-on. And I go, what if TSA takes this? And I go, you got to fly home with it. Like, could not lose that core memory, but so much fun.
Yeah, she made me take her ice cream scooper, but don't worry, I've already sent it to her. She safely made it to Massachusetts.
It arrived, and that's all that matters. But I know that you were able to meet some people when you weren't running around like a little busy bumblebee. Who were you looking forward to the most to meet, and then who ended up being your favorite?
So I think Joe was probably who I was most looking forward to, and it's hard because I had Corinne there with me, which she's sitting here listening, my 7-year-old daughter, for those that don't know, and she loves Stranger Things. And so getting to see her interact with certain people, I think, kind of skewed that for me. Jamie Campbell Bauer, every single picture that I saw of him with a child, or like there was a video of when Corinne met him, he was down, like he gets down at their level on his knees to talk to them. And so I think that was probably, like, leaving the weekend, that was the coolest thing. But she also was very smitten with Noah. Her and Noah were buddies after that. But Amy Beth was so sweet. Maya was sweet. I feel like everybody was so great. It's really, really hard. Like, leaving that weekend, it was like, I don't even know, like, who my favorite person was throughout it, because they were so great. And, like, Mason obviously, like, stepped in at the last minute, and he, like, him with trivia was so cool. He was so great, and he was so nice, like, the entire time. So, I don't know. It's hard. I'm, like, sitting here, and I'm like, who? But I think, like, Corinne's interaction with Jamie probably do it for me. But Joe was an angel, like, I cannot say enough good things about Joe Gayton.
Yep.
The cast was great.
I kept saying, like, it didn't feel like you were meeting actors or famous people, celebrities. They all just were really laid back, super nice, made every interaction, like, a photo op is usually quick. They made you feel welcome. You know, they made everything special. And just, I couldn't pick one because everyone was that nice.
Yeah. Every interaction that I saw, like if I was in a photo booth real quick covering for somebody, or if I was at the auto table, because I spent a lot of time Saturday and Sunday at Joe's auto table, I've seen one other person that gives that type of attention to the attendee when they come up to an autograph table, and that's Danielle from Station 19. Like, that's the only person I can compare Joe to when he was signing those autographs. He was so, like, just tunnel vision focused on the person that was at the table, and it was so cool to see. Just because, like, he was, like, looking at the item, having a conversation. He could not multitask, so that's what, like, he was just so focused on having that conversation. It's like, oh, let's sign. But I thought every single person that came up for an autograph with him left with such a good feeling, like, wow, like, we had a genuine connection when he was signing this. It was so neat to see.
Yeah, 100% agree. And it's funny because you told us the story about the actress from Station 19, I think on our second episode with you, and just how that had went at your Chicago event. So that's cool to know that, like, Joe was that level of, like, attention, and we experienced it. Like, we can, and you're gonna hear in all of the other interviews that we did, like, everybody has, like, amazing things to say about Joe, and he made everybody feel, like, just amazing with their interactions, even at photo ops, which is so crazy because photo ops are just usually the most quick interaction. And I'm sure it was, like, hard for you guys because it didn't keep it moving as quickly as some of the other ones, but literally, like, my favorite interaction with him was, like, my very first photo op with him, because he was just so attentive and, like, having a little, like, chat as we're, like, supposed to be looking at the camera, and, like, we just keep looking at each other instead of the camera. But it was, like, this was amazing. So yeah, definitely agree about that. So it was cool. So You said that the Ice Cream Social was the only special event offsite that you got to attend. Did you get to watch any of the panels or do any other on-site events?
Yeah, so I was over there on Saturday. I was holding the microphone for the panel that Noah and Kara did. So that was really cool to see. And I don't get to be over at panels a lot because normally I'm like running everywhere. But getting to hear the questions, like that was really cool getting to see that. I got to help a little bit at a few times in photo booths, but most of the time I stay like at on-site sales. But I kind of got to see a little bit more this time because it was a smaller event. And like, as we continue to have more events, my registration girls and my on-site girls, it makes me sad because I'm like, they're like little birdies that are just kind of like going out on their own. And they're like, go, you need to go handle something else. We've got this. We know what we're doing. And I'm like, I'm not needed anymore. This makes me sad. But so I got to help more like kind of all around this time and got to see more, which was great. But it was neat, like, because normally being an on-site sales, like it's very like transactional. And so this time I got to see more of like people so excited that we're in line for autographs or in line for photo ops or coming out of the photo booth and like crying because they just met Gayton. And so it was neat getting to see that. And then I got to take Corinne around a little bit to a few of her autographs and things like that. And that was cool getting to see her be excited about it too.
Love that. That's awesome.
Love, love, love that. Making core memories.
Yep.
I know a lot of people actually, they thought the actual physical tickets and the designs that you guys put on them was so cool. I'm obsessed with them. I'm going to keep them forever. But everyone was like, wow, we've never actually done this before. And it was just such a nice like token of the weekend that people were able to keep. And it just went so smoothly. Like you guys, just everybody was so helpful. Everybody we've had on has said the same thing. Like you never were too stressed and you didn't miss out on anything because literally the volunteers put you as first priority. You know, you had a question, they had an answer. And I've been going to cons for years. This was so just fun because everyone just had a good attitude about it overall, you know. But I wanted to ask, I know you said you brought your daughter. What like were some of the things that you guys got signed and stuff?
Do you want to go get your board from over there? Go get your canvas. She'll go get her canvas.
Awesome.
She's okay. Go grab it and come right back. So she, we went into Stranger Tours on Thursday or Friday. And she was like, I think I want that because I wasn't sure what to have her get signed. I was like, maybe I'll do one of our event posters. Just bring it over here. Thank you. But
oh my,
that's
look
awesome.
How cool that looks. It almost looks like a Polaroid of a Mind Flayer. Wow.
So she got that signed.
I love it's like on a canvas too. So it wasn't like a poster that you had to worry about getting like
that's nice.
Damaged. I wish I had seen that. I wanted to do something similar, but I ended up just doing like headshots and photos from the table, which was like fun. And photo ops. Like I got some of my actual photo ops signed, but that looks amazing.
That's incredible. That looks so cool.
It was so funny because there were a few people that like when she went up, she like there were a few people that she did not want to write her name on there.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny because you could tell like the people that she really liked that weekend. And we would go up and they'd be like, do you want me to write your name on there? And she would either go or she'd say, yes, Corinne.
And love that.
Well, it was really funny. Like Maya was really good with her too. A lot of them were just like so good with all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which was neat to see. But I mean, she loved Noah.
Yeah.
Loved him. So,
sweet.
Like, I think every single photo that he ended up doing, she had to go get. Like, and every single time he's like, hi, Corinne. And she was just like,
amazing.
So cute to see.
Now, you got photo ops. I saw you and the girls got a few photo ops. What was your favorite photo op that you got done?
I think the Joe and Gayton one.
That one was cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was happy with that. But then also, like, the grown-ups one, I thought that was neat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm, like, the four, like, older kids, the grown-ups, like, that was neat to have the four of them in a picture together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple people talked about that and just like how rare that will be and like probably may never happen again kind of thing. So that was making me be like, oh man, I should have done it. Because I was like, oh, I have all of them in other photo ops. It's fine. But that one was really cool that you got all four of them together. Yeah, we loved the Joe and Gayton one, too. I think Joe and Maya might have been my favorite, though.
That one was
so
good.
I loved that. Yeah. So
Maya was just incredible. Like at the ice cream social, I was like, I'm going to Maya's side for the photo. And I just darted like amazing.
It was so great. And that was only her second event. And she was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Is there anything else about the weekend that you would like to share?
We're just very grateful that we were able to bring that to Jackson and thankful for all the cast that came. I know they were so tired Saturday from filming all night Friday, and they were such troopers, and all the attendees for coming. And then, of course, our volunteers, because we could not have done the event without them. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. It was super fun to talk to you again.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me back on.